Anonymity online has been hotly contested since the birth of the World Wide Web. Last month, a team of researchers released a paper which demonstrated that it is possible to identify someone simply by their writing style. Arvind Narayanan is a computer science researcher at Stanford and one of the authors of the paper. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Explain how you conducted the experiment.
Certainly. We collected a huge set of blog posts comprising about 100,000 different authors. And we looked at each author's writing style and we tried to see if we could compress that down to unique fingerprints.
Using the word since rather than because is a potential marker.
Indeed. These are roughly interchangeable, but different people might use them in different proportion. Our markers range from very simple ones, such as the frequency of various punctuation characters, to full-blown grammatical analysis of sentences. The magic comes when we put hundreds or thousands of these markers together, and that's what we did.
And you were able to correctly identify authors 20% of the time? That doesn't seem that great to me.
In the most stringent case, where we ask our algorithm to always make a guess as to who the author might be, giving it only a small amount of text, less than 1,000 words, we achieved a rate of 20%. However, when you give it more text, it goes up to 35 to 40%, or especially when you allow it to make guesses only when it's relatively confident of the answer, we're able to get an accuracy of about 80%.
You're asking an algorithm to express confidence?
That's exactly right. We developed several methods by which an algorithm could not only produce an answer, which represents who an unknown author might be, but it can also estimate its own probability of correctness.
Your algorithms did not take topic into consideration. You can identify people fairly straightforwardly by what they obsess over online, or at least it certainly would be an effective marker. Why didn't you use it?
There were two reasons. To demonstrate the validity of these algorithms, it's much clearer to compare the performance of one algorithm against another if we only look at people's writing style, because that's something inherent, whereas the topic can vary greatly from one data set to another. The second reason is that if you imagine the kind of situation where an oppressive government, let's say, might be using this algorithm, it could turn out that the victim that they're going after may have only written about something innocuous, such as recipes, on their blog under their real identity. But now they might be expressing something very sensitive, such as political speech, under cover of a pseudonym. And so if we need an algorithm to connect these two together, that algorithm will only be successful if it has been developed without incorporating any topic information, because the two topics that it needs to match are different.
Was part of your motivation for doing this research to see how much dissidents might be at risk online?
That is indeed a big part of our motivation. There are a variety of technologies that we think can be used to compromise the anonymity of dissidents around the world, and so we wanted to put this out in the public domain.
Is there any way for people to protect themselves?
Yes. A previous study by researchers at Drexel has shown that if study participants are asked to think consciously about their writing style and either try to obfuscate it or even try to mimic another person's writing style, people are reasonably good at doing this without any specialized training. If somebody wanted to produce an anonymous document but didn't want to be identified, one way to do that might be to try to mimic the writing style of some famous author.
So throw in a few forsooths and make like Shakespeare?
It's a little bit more complex than that, but basically along those lines.
Arvind, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Arvind Narayanan is a computer science researcher at Stanford.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.